This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Tony Awards are this coming Sunday, and even before all the hoopla starts, Broadway's got a whole lot to celebrate. It's just had its most successful year ever, more people in theaters than ever before, and ticket grosses of nearly $1.7 billion. Hamilton, Bruce Springsteen's one-man show, also the new Harry Potter play, have theatergoers filling seats. But it is not just high attendance driving Broadway's economic success. High prices for those tickets sure do help, as Ashley Montite reports.
It's matinee day on Broadway. Anna Lee from Central Virginia is standing in line with her family and hundreds of other people waiting to get into the Lyric Theatre. They're about to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Part 1.
I've read all the other books and we've been reading them since I was like 6 years old.
I ask her mum, Jill Lee, how much they paid for the tickets.
The only ones available were the max price, $300.
And to be clear, that's $300 per person for part one of the show and the same price for part two, which the Lees are seeing tonight. That's a $2,400 theatre trip for four people.
She has a very expensive birthday. She won't get much for 18, we'll say that.
The trade group, the Broadway League, surveys theatregoers and says the majority of ticket buyers are like the Lees, tourists from outside the region. Plenty of people are willing to pay top dollar to see the Potter Show and some of Broadway's most successful musicals. The Broadway League says almost 10% of this year's grosses came from Hamilton alone. Fans have paid more than $800 for tickets. Lawrence Maslin is an arts professor at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts. He says the premium ticket is a fairly new addition to Broadway economics.
I think Broadway producers finally cottoned on to the fact that they could offer great seats to a great show when you wanted them. And that was okay to charge extra money for.
It's also a way for producers to claw back some of the money that had been going to resellers who routinely inflate prices. Now, producers get to keep that profit for themselves.
Putting on a show on Broadway is incredibly expensive.
Elizabeth Vincentelli is a longtime New York theatre writer and critic.
It's unionized, which I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but it's expensive.
About 30% more expensive than putting on a show in London's West End, according to Charlotte St. Martin of the Broadway League. She says it takes a long time for a hit show to recover its costs.
A show that's doing very well still has to run at least 2 years to not only pay their expenses, but to pay back their investors.
The producers of Harry Potter spent a whopping $68 million just to bring it to Broadway. That includes the cost of renovating the theatre to look like Hogwarts, Harry's fictional boarding school, complete with dark wood panelling and phoenix sconces on the walls. Vincentelli likens the Potter show to a popular amusement park ride. Generations of kids line up to try them out.
They go on for years, and Potter could do that.
And make a lot of money for its producers. Lawrence Maslin says blockbusters like Phantom of the Opera, The Lion King or Wicked, all still running, they've become like the Empire State Building or the Statue of Liberty, part of the New York experience.
For a show to transmute from being a theatrical piece of intellectual property to a cultural lodestar of the most popular city in the world, there's no way to anticipate that kind of gift for the producers behind that.
It's too soon to tell what kind of gift the Harry Potter play will be, but its producers hope it will conjure up attendance and profits far into the future. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.